Peru has the Paracas skulls that everybody's heard of if you're into this sort of thing. The elongated skulls that Brian Forrester and David Childress love to talk about that are just massive and crazy. But did you know that the very best of those skulls have been cherry-picked by none other than Nelson Rockefeller himself? Well, as soon as Rockefeller found out that there was skulls down there, history records him as taking an unexpected trip down there, and he paid $3,000 for four or five of the grave bundles that contained these skeletons inside of them. And let me ask you this question. If one of those skulls had three eyes and great big horns growing out of it and a freaking pentagram tattooed in the middle of its forehead, do you think that he left that one there, or do you think he took it with him? And it gets better. Those skulls were displayed at the National History Museum and the Met Museum in New York. Both of these museums publicly displayed these skulls. There's no photographs, there's no written measurements, there's no drawings, and they were quote-unquote repatriated, although the Peruvian government isn't sure which ones they are. I don't think they ever made it back. I think they're still in some rich dude's hands and they're just being slapped around and sold. But that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is, when a guy like David Childress or Brian Forrester talks about the measurements of these skulls, well, they don't even have the best of the best, and we know that for a fact.